are listening to Teacher Toolkit, supporting teachers, parents and students worldwide.
What's so great about Miss Clifford? And I always, I don't know. And then reflecting, it's because she just got to know me. She was interested in me. So I was interested in her and her subject, English.
We help teachers thrive and survive with classroom ideas, cutting-edge school resources, and research-informed teacher training materials. You will also hear discussions on the policy, guidance, and research-based publications.
This is Holly, editor at Teacher Toolkit, the most influential blog on education in the UK. 2018 is the centenary of women winning the right to vote in the UK. To mark this anniversary, over the next year, I will be interviewing 100 women working in the field of education or in the public eye in order to catalogue their lives, celebrate their successes, discuss the challenges they face, and discuss what they would like to pass on to the next generation. In this week's podcast, Ross interviews Lola Ogutiga, secondary school English teacher. She talks about what really great teaching means to her, what she thinks the biggest workload burden is for her, and what she'd like to see change in education policy in the UK.
Hello everyone, this is Ross at Teacher Talk, at the most influential blog on education in the UK. Today I'm with Lola. Lola, could you introduce yourself to listeners and tell us what you do?
Hello, I'm Lola Ogutiga. I'm a secondary school English teacher. I teach A-level English as well, and this year I've started teaching BTEC Performing Arts to Year 11.
And we talked earlier, you were a child in London, you went
yes.
to go and teach in Folkestone.
Yes.
And then you come back to London.
Yes, that's correct.
So let me take you back to your experience as a teacher already. Can I ask how long you've been teaching?
6 years.
6 years. So in your 6 years experience, what do you think have been any highlights in terms of what great teaching might be?
We looked at some today in terms of telling a story, using real life examples for the students, really strong questioning in which you get the students to think deeply, but more so it's having a personal relationship with the students, and that's something I struggled with when I first started teaching, because I always refer to my favourite English teacher, Miss Clifford.
Right.
And when I mention her, people say, what's so great about Miss Clifford? And I always, I don't know. And then reflecting, it's because she just got to know me. She was interested in me. So I was interested in her and her subject, English.
So that's from your experience?
As a student,
Okay. So looking at your experience now as a classroom teacher, using your childhood experience and your first 5 year journey as a teacher, and you've gone past this attrition headline, you're in your 6th year.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think are the attributes of good teaching that's making you stick at it in the classroom?
Passion. Good teachers have a passion for their subject. Good teachers have a passion for the students, their teaching and their reason, their why.
Mm-hmm.
They have a true purpose. Good teaching, for me, and from what I've seen, you know your students, you clearly plan lessons that engage them and appeal to them, but more so you're engaging yourself as well. You get them excited about something that they see as mundane and not worthwhile. You make them see value. I think that's great teaching.
Okay. Now let's drop the mood a little bit. Workload.
Mm.
So 6 years in, what do you think is your greatest burden?
Marking. As an English teacher who teaches a range of abilities, top set English classes, they write a lot. And the stereotypical view of when you look in books and there's lots of work in it, it's not a proxy for anything. And my problem is, which I was told in my previous place of work, I overmark because I feel, oh, I need to make sure I've looked and commented on everything. So actually, is it worthwhile though? Because am I giving myself enough time to do something with what I've picked up on and what I've noted that they fall down
on? So broadly, how many classes do you teach in a week? Secondary school?
Well, I have 6 classes.
So 30 kids in each, so 180
yes.
kids?
Yep.
Okay. So the workload's already immense as an English teacher. What would you like to see change nationally in terms of education policy? Just choose one thing.
Education policy.
to support teacher well-being or mental health?
I just think clearer expectations. What is really expected from us that bears in mind our workload in terms of, considers all subjects basically, as an English teacher who students write numerous amounts of essays of different lengths. How can I sustain making sure that I'm marking and looking at it and assessing and giving them progress, but also maintaining my life outside of work?
We would like and we would not like. A bit like the Ofsted myths, perhaps? Are you familiar with those documents? Okay. Tell listeners maybe what your priority for the year ahead is. So we're at the start of the academic year. What's your focus?
In terms of me as a...
resolutions or looking after your own workload or your
well-being? Oh, yes. So work-life balance is it's a priority for me. Making sure I'm not overmarking, but also I want to just enjoy my students a lot more. I get so bogged down in the system of having to do certain things that I lose sight of why I'm doing it, and it sucks the enjoyment out of it. And for me, I want to read a lot more literature around education.
So on that note, what books are you reading?
So I picked up a book. I haven't started reading it yet, but it's about the power of moments. I picked it up because I'm really interested in specific moments that resonate with a student long after they finished a subject, they finished being taught by a teacher, and I want to be a teacher whose lessons impact a student in whatever way years after they've finished studying English.
So the title?
The Power of Moments.
Power of Moments. Dan and Chip Heath.
Yeah, I haven't started reading it yet.
I've got an audio copy. I'm going to start on the journey home today,
actually.
Yeah, I've just finished End of Average. My last interview that I published was with Andy Kent, who's an ex-teacher. He's looking at a bit of software, and he's based in Liverpool. And when I asked him who to interview next, he said, interview classroom teachers. Mm. So here we are with you. The same question, Lola. Who would you recommend I interview next and why?
I think either senior leaders or head teacher in a challenging circumstance and a head teacher in a circumstance that's not so challenging. And why? Because in order for a difference to come and a change, it's about whether we're all willing to tackle and do our part in terms of challenging it and speaking frankly and honestly. I'm just interested in how they, as leaders, challenge and how they support their teachers in challenging.
In challenging circumstances.
Yeah.
Following the heart, not thinkers and feelers, hearts and heads, isn't it? Okay. Can we find out more about you on a blog or on Twitter or anything like that?
I'm on Twitter. I joined last year.
So let's give you a shout out. How can we connect and find out more about you online?
Okay. My Twitter handle is L_Ogutuga, O-G-U-T-U-G-A. I follow a lot of Team English.
Okay, great. So we'll put all that on the podcast and on our blog notes. So thank you for your time, Lola.
Thank you.
Pleasure to meet you. You're listening to Teacher Toolkit. Find out more on our website and follow the social media hashtag TTKitPodcast. Thank you for listening.
You are listening to Teacher Toolkit. You can find out more about 100 years, 100 women on our website, teachertoolkit.co.uk, or follow us on social media using the hashtag TTKit100Women.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To continue the conversation, head over to www.teachertoolkit.co.uk and our social media channels to access all the links and resources mentioned on today's show. Why not share this with your colleagues and give them the gift of time, reduced workload, and increased impact? Until the next time, before you look after your students, look after yourself.